Hi there, this is Seth Juarez with another installment of Azure Friday with some special guests. Tell us who you are and what you do, guys.
My name is Vance Morrison. I'm the performance architect for the .NET Runtime.
I'm Chuck Weininger, dev lead on the Service Profiler team.
Fantastic. So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about Service Profiler.
I see. And what is that? What does that mean for those that are like getting into this stuff?
So Service Profiler, as its name sort of suggests, is a profiler for services, but it's also a monitoring agent. So it's something that listens for the health of your service, and then if you have a problem, lets you investigate it all the way down to sort of finding the problem and resolving it.
When you say services, you mean on Azure, right? And what services are we actually, or is it any services for that matter? What are you talking about when we're talking about the services we're monitoring?
It's mainly for Azure today, but anywhere that you can run our agent, you could use it. And we're out of the box, we work with ASP.NET apps because they already have the ETW events in them that we need. But you could add your own custom events to your own services and utilize the service the same way.
Fantastic. So is this something that's hard to do? How do we even get started with this kind of thing? Do you have something you can show us?
Well, first let me show you a performance problem, and I'll show you how our service will show you how to debug that
Fantastic.
Performance problem. So we have our sample app here, Fourth Coffee. It's been used in other videos. We have a problem when we order. When you click the place order, it takes a long time to place the order.
And that's not a good thing.
No, you can see it spinning here, and it's about a 10-second delay. But then we can switch over to our app, and I'll sign in. This is our homepage, AzureServiceProfiler.com. And once I sign in here, this is where our data is going for our Fourth Coffee app.
Got it.
And I can click on that and see all the requests that are being made to our application. And I ran some perf tests last night, or load tests, and it generates a lot of requests. And you can see a histogram here of the timings that those requests had.
I see.
And it shows you the percentiles and things that happened with those requests.
So you know the health of your service, whether these response times are reasonable or not.
And you can see we give you little light bulbs when we think something might be taking longer than it should, because you have some that are way out here in the 99th percentile as opposed to some that are really fast. And in my load test, the server was under load, so it was not servicing all requests at the same time. But we'll jump down here to the actual request that caused the problem when we were trying to buy something. And I have two detailed samples here. The little dots on the chart are call stacks that we actually got from a specific request. So I can click on one of those and bring up our second page. This is our detailed page, where it shows the call stack for that specific request. I can click on hot path and see the hot path. And you can see that when we were calculating discounts, it was spending a lot of time in the CPU. And if you have things set up with source code and accessible, we can view the source of that function and take you right to where the problem might be. And you can see we added crazy code there nobody would do, but tells you, yeah.
So this is the key. The key, the value that Service Profiler is adding here is that there are lots of monitoring agents out there that like listen and monitor your response times and let you know the histograms of things. But once you realize that there is a problem, it often leaves you like guessing around. You have no idea. If you're doing subservices, maybe you've got some instrumentation there that helps. But this, because we're using deep ETW-based instrumentation, we know every millisecond what the CPU is doing. We know when context switch happens. We know when GCs are happening. We know basically all sorts of stuff. And we know the stacks. We know the exact places in the code all the way up and down the stack where all that's happening. And so we can pinpoint it and point you at things very specifically. And this is really, really valuable in actually resolving performance problems.
I like the fact that you're not just measuring like what's taking a long time, but you're also telling us where it's taking a long
exactly.
time, and not just, hey, it was this page, right?
Exactly.
Because that might be calling like five or six different services. It might be aggregating a bunch of stuff.
So other monitoring agents will tend to let you know, oh, I made a sub call to some other service or something like that. So you can like narrow it down to a service. But once you're within that service, usually it's a big black box, mm-hmm. and you just don't know. And God forbid it's in infrastructure,
sure.
At which point you really don't know. So
as I'm looking at this, I'm feeling like how do I put this all together? Because I think you've just showed me the end product
exactly.
and how beautiful it is at the end. But how do I even start setting this up with my programs?
Sure. You would log into our site, like I showed at the beginning, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't have any data cubes here. We call the place where we put all your data, data cube.
Got it.
And so you click on the Create New Data Cube button and name it whatever you want. And there's lots of different ways you can slice your data, but I'll just call this Fourth Coffee Test. Let's right. say we wanted to set one up for our testing environment.
Sure.
And then I need a connection string to my storage account. And you can create your own storage account and grab connection strings from lots of places. And then you can set up data retention policy. We'll just leave it at 60 days. And then hit create. And now I have a data cube, but I don't have any agents giving data to that data cube, sending data. So we can click on actions over here and deploy an agent. And we have, these are the environments that we can help you deploy an agent to. Local dev machine, Azure VM, Azure Web App, Service Fabric, Cloud Service, and Custom. We're going to do an Azure Web App today. And the first thing I need to do is download this diagnosticagents.zip file. And that will pre-configure a config file so it knows what the connection string is, what your data cube name is, and then we'll put that on your website here with the rest of these steps. So now I can go to the Azure portal, which I've already got open to save a little time. And this is my Fourth Coffee app. And I'm in the settings. And first you want to check your application settings. Today we work best with 32-bit websites. We're fixing that shortly. It'll work just fine with 64-bit, so I'll leave that at 32. Another big thing is we really need .NET 4.6. Mm-hmm. There's some fixes in there for the call stacks that we're getting. And then you want always on to be on. That doesn't have to be that way, but it kind of works best that way. So once you have those settings set properly, you come down here to web jobs, and you need to create a web job on your site that runs our agent. So you click add, and I'll just call it service profiler agent. And then I can upload the zip file that I downloaded and click OK. And this gives a zip file to your website, and it knows what to do with the .exe that's inside there, and it starts running it. And you can see the web jobs have been added. Eventually, it'll show up here. It takes a little bit of time for this to refresh.
So as that's refreshing, it's like some code. There's some code that you're downloading that you're uploading to the web job. It's just a project.
That's
a
right.
web project.
So yes. At the end of the day, there are three pieces to the service profiler. There's an agent, something that's running on all of your different servers, and we have the storage account where it pushes all the data, mm-hmm. and then we have a web backend, which is talking to your browser, so you actually look at the data that way. So that third part we handle. You don't have to do anything, but you have to set up the agent and the place to put the data, the storage account. So you have to have a storage account already, and then you have to configure the agent, get it on the machine, which is what he was doing with that web role, mm-hmm. and then we actually as part of that was configuring it. You told us the service account.
Right.
I'm sorry, storage account. And it would again put it there, and at that point our website can get at it and then display the data for it. So
I see.
At this point it's collecting data.
It doesn't say that it is, because you have to generate traffic to your site.
Sure.
And once it sees that traffic, our agent will upload the data, and you'll get a little green bar here saying yes, you're collecting data.
So you can see that, you know, in a minute or something like that, a couple minutes, you can basically set up and deploy the agent. So now what does that do? The minute the agent is down there, it's immediately starts collecting this information. And you can think of the agent as having two data streams. One is a lightweight monitoring stream, very much like other monitoring agents, and watches the response time of each of your requests. And then another one is where we're adding the big value is the detailed, deep ETW-based information, which has CPU call stacks, it has context switch call stacks, .NET call stacks of various kinds, all sorts of wonderful information that lets us do that very detailed information. Now that's more expensive. And so we have this problem of, okay, how expensive is this? I deployed my agent, how much is that gonna cost me? And our solution to that is sampling. both of those data streams can be sampled to whatever degree you want them to be sampled. We give you defaults, and the default is we do the lightweight stream at 100% and the heavyweight stream at 5%, so only 1/20th of the time. And at that rate, the overhead, if your service is heavily loaded, is at 1 or 2%. Mm-hmm. If that's too much, you want it well under 1%, you could just turn those sampling rates down. The only thing that will happen is that it will take longer before you see all the interesting problems that your service might have, right? Because it'll be only on part of the time. But if you have many, many machines, all of those machines are feeding the data to this cube, which means that if you have 30 machines, it'll only take 1/30th of the time to find the problem. So you get to decide what the right balance is between, you know, speed of finding the problem versus overhead.
So another question I have is, it feels like this particular type of profiling is orthogonal to whatever code you're going to be writing because it has nothing to do with your code.
That's right. Notice that we never even talked about the application at all. It's a stock application. It has no idea that Service Profiler was involved at all. However, we do have a feature which we call custom events.
I see.
And you can actually wire in, you know, into pieces, places in the code, places that you find important, and then they will actually show up and you can see and manipulate them in our GUI.
And is that something that you would, is this just like a new event that you would put in, or is it like some kind of logging? How does that work?
So there's already in the .NET framework a logging mechanism called event source.
Okay.
It's in fact what the runtime team uses to instrument a lot of stuff. And we're using all of that already. We're hoping that, frankly, most of the time, people don't need events of their own. But that advanced capability is there if they want it.
And if you're using event source, it's agnostic to profiler whatever. You could just use event source and it would happily work with these kind of profiling.
That's right. Event source is designed by the runtime team to just be this thing that sends events somewhere.
Right.
And it happens that one of those somewheres is our profiler here.
That's awesome. All right, so what else is there? I mean, it feels like it's pretty self-explanatory on this.
Yeah, the most important thing to take away here is AzureServiceProfiler.com, right?
Yes.
Is the name. And there's a bunch of documentation there, and you can learn more about it there. There are some advanced features we haven't talked about. You do have to like set up, if you want the go to source feature work, obviously we need to be able to find your source code. And so there's some setup that you have to do in order to make that work. We have something called tags, which allow you to determine whether, if you have problems that are specific to particular machines or specific to particular regions, you might want to slice and dice the data that we've collected in different ways to try to figure out if that's the problem or not.
That's awesome. So let's see if I understand. Pretty simple. You create a service profiler, and this is the thing where there's a storage where all the events go to. This is the viewer for that storage, and then you just got to set up the agent, and we did it real easily. You wrote all the code for us effectively. We put it on, turn it on, and we're good to go.
That's right. There's no coding necessary to use it.
And if you want to go more advanced, there's some setup that you have to do to go to the exact code, and then some also event source events if you so choose to do that.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, this has been awesome. What
and
else?
At any time, if you need help from the team, we got a little button down here. How can we help? And it uses Smooch and Slack and can contact the team anytime you want.
So you've got a bunch of documentation, and you've also got access to the team if you need it.
Well, fantastic. This has been really helpful. We've been learning about diagnostics on Azure. This has been another episode of Azure Friday. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.